Today, we're going to talk about rain gardens on our Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. By the way, Bragg Ann Arbor has their home garden and lifestyle show coming up in mid-March. It's March 19th and 20th. And we are going to be talking with a couple of folks who are going to be out there that day showing all of you the wonders of rain gardens. And today we're going to focus on kids in our schools. And joining us is Susan Bryan, back with us from our Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. She's the rain garden coordinator. Susan, nice to have you back with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining you is Eric Robinson. And Eric is with our Huron River Watershed Council. He is a watershed planning fellow. And Eric, you've been working with the rain gardens at our Ann Arbor Public Schools. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, I've been involved with the programming, basically, so that we coordinate ongoing maintenance with the school system. So yeah, we got a lot of really cool rain gardens installed, and we just want to make sure that, you know, they're properly maintained going forward and continue to look beautiful.
Well, and that's a very good point, Susan, because it's really fun to put these in. People get excited. Like, maybe a class will do it at a school, but then what happens, right? They need maintenance.
That's right.
And are there a lot of projects in the schools like this right now, Susan?
It usually is kind of a grassroots. Someone gets interested, a master rain gardener, when they're taking the class, thinks, oh, my kid is at school and we'd love to put in a rain garden. Or a teacher gets excited about it and wants to do it. So usually there's that like support from within the schools that spearheads it.
Mm-hmm. And you actually did one in your own child's school, Susan?
Yes, I was a little bit like, I teach the Master Rain Gardener class, so I should have been the first maybe, but actually a different Master Rain Gardener built one at my kid's school before my kid was there. And so that one was there. And then when I was there, we built another one. So that's kind of the series of rain gardens. And boy, did I not do it by myself. It was a team of parents, moms, dads. You know, there's a dad on the tractor and moms herding kids. we had a lot of kids out there planting plants. I was so happy with the principal, Bill Harris, who, when I said, hey, could we have every single kid plant a plant? And he said, sure. And they're so organized. Like, we just stood out there with a bunch of moms and they sent every single class out there and every kid planted a flower.
Oh, how nice. And one of the moms actually wrote a grant to pay for the flowers, right?
Yeah, Bridget Gruber. She's really the one who started it. And she took the Master Rain Gardener class and got all inspired and wrote a grant for the City of Ann Arbor Sustainability Grants and got enough money to pay for the plants.
So, Eric, tell us about rain gardens. Why are they important and what do they do for our watershed?
Yeah, so rain gardens are really cool. I like to think of three main benefits that they have. So the first benefit that I like to talk about, and not in any particular order, they're all, you know, really important. But my favorite, my personal favorite, is the ecological benefits that they provide. So a lot of people like to think, what do these things, you know, do for us humans? But actually, rain gardens are, you know, a really beneficial ecosystem for, you know, really cool pollinator species, species like birds and monarch butterflies are actually one of my favorite species that, you know, rain garden hosts. You know, milkweed is the plant that, you know, tends to bring a lot of monarch butterflies around. And so that's a really cool benefit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of development has wiped out a lot of this habitat for some of our, you know, really important pollinators who pollinate plants in the spring. You see all these pretty flowers. Well, they don't get there, you know, just by magic, you know what I'm saying? These have to be pollinated. And a lot of these pollinator species love rain gardens and rain garden plants that support those species. Another one of the really important rain garden benefits is it can be a solution to some local flooding. So I don't know if we're going to talk too much about it on the show, but as we'll talk about in our rain garden class that we'll advertise at the end, they're created in depressions. And so these depressions tend to collect a lot of that local water that you might have in low spots on your lawn or something like that. And it's a really great way to kind of funnel some of that water down into the rain garden. That's a really cool benefit. And lastly, this is a really good solution to keep a lot of pollutants out of the river, essentially. So a lot of rain gardens, like I said, the depression helps a lot of pollutants from our driveways and our roofs and all the other impervious surfaces on our properties, like fertilizers and, you know, sediments and salts and stuff like that, get filtered through these rain gardens. And rain garden plants are specifically designed to absorb some of these nutrients and, you know, hold them before they get washed down into the storm system, into the lake. So those are the three main rain garden benefits that, you know, we can really expect to see.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And Susan, is it very hard to make a rain garden?
It does take some energy. I mean, you need, like, to be able to shovel or hire someone to shovel or get your kid to shovel.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. Get a teenager.
Right.
To shovel for you. So there is some labor involved, but it's not rocket science. Like, anyone can do it.
Well, and especially because the county has these classes that people can take to learn how. How many people have gone through these classes in the years you've had them? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. So many. Like a thousand, maybe?
And yeah, how many rain lot. Gardens would you estimate we have throughout our area?
Probably 1,200.
1,200 rain gardens. Wow. And how many in the schools then? How prevalent are they in our schools for these classes to do?
You just did an inventory, Eric, right? Did you see how many in the schools there were?
Yeah, so there's actually 20 structures at 16 different locations. So there are several schools who have a couple of rain gardens on site.
Okay, so after you get the rain garden made, then you can't forget about it. You've got to tend to it. What kinds of things, Eric, should people know about when they're trying to maintain their rain garden?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great question. And so there's two main things that you want to focus on when you are maintaining your rain garden. The number one thing is obviously keeping the plants happy. When you keep the plants happy, you keep the weeds out. And essentially the best way to keep the weeds out is to keep the rain garden plants that were designed to be there happy. And those will tend to, you know, thrive and push a lot of the other unwanted plants out.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you want to focus on is rain gardens have inlets in which the water reaches the rain garden. You want to make sure that those aren't clogged. If those are clogged, it can affect how the water gets to the rain garden, also affecting, you know, the functionality of the rain garden as well as the plants there. So those are the two main things you want to make sure, that the water is getting in the rain garden and that when the water gets there, the plants are happy and there isn't too many weeds.
And so because you were concerned about the rain gardens at the schools, because a class will do them, they move on, and who knows if anyone else is going to tend to it, you thought it was important to catalog all of these and to kind of make sure that they're getting the maintenance. How are you doing that, Eric, here in the county?
Yep. So I actually created a survey using the Survey123 platform. And that survey is a digital survey. And, you know, you can take pictures and, you know, include all type of geo points and stuff like that. So essentially I use that to inventory all of the Ann Arbor Public Schools rain gardens. And, you know, we use that as a way to look at what the current conditions were at the different sites. And so that way we can say, okay, you know, these schools need some, a little bit extra care. These are doing great, but we still want to make sure that we're checking in on them on an annual basis so they can continue to look great. And so that's the, you know, summary of it. You know what I'm saying? We used help of some of our field interns last year to do some of that work. And they did a really good job, you know, of helping me up with that work. So
you're such an interesting young person. Tell everyone how you got into this. You're from the Belleville area. I understand you have a background in fishing. You love to fish. And you attended Eastern Michigan University?
Yep, that's true. So I'll give you a little rundown on myself real quick. So I'm initially born and raised in the city of Detroit. My family moved out to Belleville when I went to high school. And, you know, it's a lot more rural in Belleville than it is in the city of Detroit. You know, I started noticing more, you know, forests and, you know, ponds and stuff like that. So in the inner city, you know, sometimes it's just houses and, you know, a front lawn. And so, you know, I started getting curious and, you know, just like I said, I started fishing when I came out to Belleville and, you know, started getting into little fishing contests that they would have. And, you know, just really my passion for the environment and the health of the environment just bloomed from there. You know what I'm saying? I used to go fishing and see trash land out and just can remember, like, who would do this? You know what I'm saying? And how did this get here?
Right.
And, you know, just all bloomed from there, really. So I just decided to pursue a career in water quality, essentially, what I went to Eastern for.
And you graduated from where in Eastern? What was your program?
I graduated from Eastern Michigan University in 2019. My degree was environmental science with a concentration of hydrology. So the study of, you know, how water moves.
You know, this is a great illustration for these kinds of programs in the schools like rain gardens, et cetera, learning about our water resources, Susan, because as Eric said, you know, he didn't get a lot of that in the inner city. It wasn't around him. And then he was turned on to the wonders of the environment and actually became a career for him. So that really is a great story for why these kinds of things are so important. Talk a little bit about that and kind of the county's efforts in these areas, Susan.
I'm always amazed at what master rain gardeners do with the information, because in some ways I give them all the tools to understand the problem and what to do, but then they go out and do amazing projects. I'm always just stunned at, you know, people build the rain garden in their yard. That's what the class teaches them to do. Maybe they take on a bigger project like building a rain garden in their kid's school, which takes a lot more work. I mean, there's a lot more people involved. Mm-hmm. You have to get a lot more permissions. It's more work. But then also people go into, you know, do it as a career change. I know someone who started a company that now focuses on natural shorelines and rain gardens. And Janie Kronk, she does a great job. So people really take it and go with it.
Well, and I think people are much more in tune with how important our water system and the quality of it is, especially because of problems that we've seen just here in the state of Michigan in recent years. And these kinds of things can help mitigate a lot of that. People can go to masterraingardener.org and learn about the classes through the county, masterraingardener.org, and you can actually get certified in one of those classes. And your classes are online now as well, is that right?
That's right. We have, Eric is going to be one of the co-instructors for a Master Rain Gardener class that we're collaborating with a bunch of watershed organizations across Southeast Michigan. It's an online class, and we'll have local outdoor tours at rain gardens. So you can go visit a close by rain garden. And also you'll just get, you know, personalized feedback like, okay, so here's your plan. Is this going to work? What are your worries? Let's make sure you're taken care of business.
All right. This is a five-week course. And by the end of it, you will have designed your own rain garden step by step. You'll be ready to dig it. And this is all going to be starting in March. Is that right?
That's right. March 3rd is the first class, but deadline for registration is February 28th.
All right. And the on-demand recorded class is free. There will be videos and homework with it as well. And then you can volunteer to help take care of rain gardens and parks around the town and learn about rain gardens while you do that as well. Our guests are Susan Bryan. She's the rain garden coordinator for our Washtenaw County Water Resources Office, and Eric Robinson, who is with the Huron River Watershed Council. He is a watershed planning fellow, and you can go to hrwc.org to get information about our watershed, hrwc.org. Susan, you guys are going to be out at the Home Garden and Lifestyle Show. You're always one of the most popular booths out there. It's coming up March 19th and 20th, sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And people can actually go online and get a free ticket at bragannarbor.com. What are you hoping to accomplish being out there again this year, Susan?
We love talking to people who are thinking about their home and changes that they want to make. This is just one thing you could do. And it's always fun to have a gardening project to plan during the winter snowy months. So that's a pleasure. And we just love here, you know, talking to people as they go by, giving them information about where to buy native plants, how to get help. And we'll have experts. I'm going to be giving a talk on Sunday. So come learn about rain gardens.
All right. Sunday of the big show in mid-March. And then speaking of winter, we've got ice on the sidewalks, snow on the sidewalks. Can a rain garden help with that, Susan?
It can. I love this time of year because people start thinking about where does the water puddle, and maybe it puddles on your sidewalk and creates ice. A rain garden can catch that water before it gets there. So any water from your downspout goes into a rain garden before it flows onto the sidewalk and creates ice.
So you should notice
one situation.
You should notice where that pooling is right now. Take photos, etc., and that'll help you start planning when you maybe go to dig this come spring, right?
That's right. If you take a photo, you'll be able to remember. It seems so obvious right now,
yeah.
But in come spring, you'll be like, where was that puddle?
Yeah. Well, how fun and how great, Eric, that you're now looking at the maintenance of the rain gardens at the schools and hoping to keep those going and actually creating a system to make it easier to keep on top of this. Is this system going to be something that is handled by volunteers, Eric, or is this something you're going to turn over to the schools and you're hoping that they'll continue it? How is it expected to work?
Yeah, so the short answer is for right now, the schools will be contracting us out to coordinate that work. And that work we'll coordinate using the help of volunteers and interns, as well as the on-site stewards and, you know, parent, teacher, student associations.
Awesome. What do you hope to do after your fellowship is done with the Huron River Watershed Council?
Oh, yeah. I expect to be able to contribute to the field of stormwater and, you know, green stormwater infrastructure for quite some time. I eventually want to build my own company and green stormwater infrastructure maintenance. So definitely keep me on your radar.
Oh, I will. You're impressive. I think you're going places, and we look forward to that. Eric, thank you so much. Eric Robinson with the Huron River Watershed Council. He's Watershed Planning Fellow. Susan Bryan, Rain Garden Coordinator with the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. And there's also a Facebook page, Susan, people can go to get information.
Yeah, there's a Facebook group that you can join and then see all these other people who built rain gardens, how it worked, how it didn't, answer questions, fun stuff.
All right. What should they look for on Facebook? What's the name of it?
It's the Master Rain Gardener Facebook group.
All right. Just look for Master Rain Gardener. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for keeping our waterways safe. You're listening to the Lucy Ann Land Show. Our guests again, Susan Bryan, Eric Robinson. And don't forget to check them out. They're going to be out at the big show, Home Garden and Lifestyle Show, March 19th and 20th as well. And they will have lots of information out there for you. It's going to be at the big show this March at the Farm Council grounds, and you can go online to BraggAnnArbor.com and get all the details. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.